Our next Mishnah Chet, deals with a slightly different problem that is still very much in line with what we've been discussing, which is what type of foreign growth in a vineyard constitutes kilayim. In other words, it seems very clear that you have to want to have intentionally planted this type of species in the field, or it's the type of thing one would normally plant in a field. And therefore, you would want it to grow, and therefore you could consider it kilayim, or it could be perceived as if it were kilayim. However, what if it is some type of noxious weed, or something that one would never normally cultivate or grow, and it's growing in the vineyard? You have to do anything about it. So again, I'm going in my vineyard, and I see, I don't know what I'm thinking about, but lettuce. I see lettuce growing. So clearly, I have to uproot this lettuce, because otherwise it will be constituted as kilayim, even if I didn't originally plant it there, or didn't want it there. By letting it grow, it's going to be assumed that, you know, who doesn't want to grow some lettuce? However, what if I'm working in my vineyard and I see a bunch of nettles or thorns growing up around the vines? Do I need to uproot them or not? Now, I may want to uproot them to get, you know, so they're not hurting the vines, but what if I don't? In a situation like that, is that going to be considered kilayim? Is everybody going to look at it and say, oh, this is clearly something nobody would ever want growing anywhere, and therefore this was not an active, role on the part of the planter? So our Mishnah says, "Hamakayem kotzim bakerem." If somebody is, keeping alive thorns in his kerem, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Kidesh." He says that this condemns the vineyard. V'chamim umrim lo kidesh ela davar shekamohu nekayimin. So Rabbi Eliezer says that it is condemns it, but the Chamim say nothing condemns it except something the likes of which is maintained. This is actually a sort of an interesting, subtle debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and it has to do specifically with what types of things are considered normal growth in the area where you're growing your vineyard. So Rabbi Eliezer feels that, again, talking about something like these thistles, apparently, according to various Gemaras, there were places where you grew these thistles to feed camels and whatnot. So they were actually grown intentionally as a way of feeding camels. And therefore, because there are places where one would intentionally grow thistles as a way of feeding camels, Rabbi Eliezer feels that no matter where these thistles are growing anywhere in the world, then you are going to be over this sort of kilayim. The Chamim come along and say, no, that's just silly. Only in the place where something is viewed as cultivatable would it have a negative impact on the vineyard. So again, I apologize to anybody British listening to this, but if Marmite were in fact something that grew out of the ground, then in England perhaps Marmite growing would be viewed as condemning the vineyard, because obviously everybody understands that, you know, they love Marmite. However, if Marmite were growing anywhere in the States, then according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would still be a problem, because in England people loved Marmite coming out of the ground. However, the Chamim say, listen, nobody in America in the right mind is going to eat Marmite, and therefore clearly there's not going to be a problem. I apologize for anybody I may have offended with that analogy. Our Mishnah then continues to give specific species that seem to be not considered kilayim perhaps anywhere. Ha'erus, v'hakisom, v'shoshanat hamelach, v'kol minei zra'im inan kilayim bakerem. So the iris and the kisom and the shoshanat hamelach and all these similar types of plants are never considered kilayim in the vineyard. So iris, or possibly according to most mefarshim, ivy, or maybe a rose or some kind of white flower, all these type of things are not considered kilayim in the vineyard. The Mishnah continues, Hakinbas, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Eno Kilayim, V'chami Omerim Kilayim. So Kinbas, which is identified as hemp, Rabbi Tarfon says it's not Kilayim, and the Chaim say, in fact, it is Kilayim. And our Mishnah concludes, V'hakinras Kilayim Bakerem. And the Mishnah concludes that a type of globe artichoke is Kilayim in the vineyard. The Mefarshim explained that it seems like that this artichoke was viewed as a bit of a weed which was not good for farmers, but because it also was in fact edible, so you had to be careful. In other words, on one hand, maybe you could treat it like a weed and therefore it wouldn't count as kilayim in the kerem. On the other hand, the Mishnah wants to let us know that in fact, because it is edible, or I guess because people do cultivate it enough, then it is kilayim in the kerem. Having spent the previous prachim discussing various types of vineyards, our sixth parak, comes to start discussing a different way of, or a different type of way of growing grapevines. The idea is that, of course, the grapevine is just a regular, you know, climbing shrub, and either they can grow along the ground, or possibly they can be grow up on a trellis. So up until now, we've primarily been discussing these vineyards growing on the ground, but now we are going to look at, in the next mission, in the following Mishnah in general, the idea of a hanging vineyard. So Mishnah Aleph in the sixth parak starts, Ezu aris. So what is this aris? Okay, in other words, an aris being this hanging type of vineyard. So the question is, what qualifies as an aris? Hanatea shura shel chamesh gefanim betzad hagader shehu gavoa asarat fachim o betzad charitz shehu amok asarat fachim v'rachav arba'a notnim lo avodaso arba amos. So if someone were to plant a row of five vines next to a wall, which is 10 tefachim high, or next to a ditch, which is 10 tefachim deep, and four wide, we give this for its work area dalet amos. So we see from the first part of our Mishnah that you only need five vines in a row to constitute an aris. Remember, previously we saw that machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to what constitutes a vineyard. Beis Shammai felt that you needed five vines in a row. Beis Hillel felt you needed at least two rows to constitute a vineyard. Here we see that it seems that an aris, even if you have five vines, it seems that if you have five vines in a row, then this constitutes an aris, and therefore you must give it you must give dalet amos around it for its work area. And we now go on to discuss exactly what that dalet amos means, or how one measures that dalet amos. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Modedin arba amos meikara gefanim l'sadeh. So Beis Shammai says you measure your dalet amos from the base of the vines to the field. Ubeis Hillel omrim min hagader l'sadeh. Beis Hillel says from the wall to the field. So if you picture in your head, sort of a square with a wall, and on the left hand side of the square, in the left hand section, you now have sort of two squares next to each, the two squares next to each other. Then let's say we've got our five vines growing on the left side. Then according to Beis Shammai, you only have to count from dalet amos from the base of the vines to the over the wall to the right side. However, according to Beis Hillel, you have to count dalet amos from the wall itself, irrelevant of how far back the vines are planted from the wall. This is also interesting because, of course, this is one of the times that we see Beis Shammai is more makel than Beis Hillel, and that is always a rare thing to see, especially as many times as we've seen it or some version of it in the Mishnayos of Kilayim. Our Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Toim kol ha'omrin kein. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri comes along and says, everybody who says this is wrong, right? They make they're wrong for saying this. Ela im yesham arba amos meikar gefanim elageder notnin lo es avodaso v'zorea es hamutar. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, everybody who says this, everybody says, you know, previously is wrong. Rather, if there are four amos from the base of the vine to the wall, we give it his work area, and he may plant the remainder. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees entirely with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and is unwilling to accept the idea that a single row of five hanging vines has a legal status of a vineyard and needs its dalet amos work area. Rather, if there are less than dalet amos between the hanging vines and their supporting wall, the entire space cannot be planted. V'kamehi avodas hagefen, and how much space, how much is a work area of a vine? Shet fachim l'kol ruach, six tfachim in all directions. Rabbi Kiva omer shlosha. Rabbi Kiva says only three. So the end of the Mishnah introduces us, or explains a piece of information which we already saw earlier, which is you have to leave six tfachim around a single vine, right? Remember, we've got dalet amos around a vineyard, six tfachim around a single vine. So normally, if Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds it five vines in a row, or five hanging vines in a row is not enough to make a vineyard, you would think that you only need six tfachim around it. However, we see that because of the nature of the hanging vines being next to the wall, there Rav Yochanan ben Nuri really does say you need the dalet amos. So even though he does not consider the five hanging vines to be a vineyard. He does feel that because of the nature of the way the hanging vines come up to the wall, you do need to live at Dalet Amos. Whereas normally he would say that if you just had five hanging vines, I guess not with a wall, but on a trellis or something like that, then you'd only need six tefachim around them because he does not consider that a vineyard. And that is the crux of the debate.